Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Create Your Excellent Life, we are going to talk about what is this thing we call love? The Kabbalist explanation. There's some pretty interesting ideas that one can learn from the Kabbalist. The first idea that we have here is this whole idea of how you say someone is close to you. And they use the words in Hebrew, karav ale, which means one with. It really has to do with the proximity, either physically or mentally. In the spiritual world, two entities are close to each other, which means they're similar. Physically, two things can be next to each other, sleeping in the same bed, but be far from each other. Because what we're really talking about here are the frequencies. Two people who are far away, we use the term far away to show they're distant, meaning that there's really no connection. When someone says they feel so close to that person, they could live on another continent. I know this is true because I have a few friends who live in other continents, and I feel really close to them over in Africa, as a matter of fact. So this is a very interesting idea. I feel close to the people over there because we share a lot of values and beliefs in terms of how we work to help the world be better for our having been here. Me with my hypnotism, and he with his non-governmental organizations that he runs over there to help with kids and farmers and the donkeys that they use to transport their goods up and down the street. So this is something I totally understand. In order to feel another human being is one with me, it's not natural. So you need to get out of your nature to feel another human, like it's you. The physical body separates, but the soul is one. To get out of the limitation is something the body cannot understand, meaning the physical body. But true love is the only thing that's true in this world, because physicality doesn't stay. The body is a device that follows us to accomplish the soul's mission. When you learn to love another human being, you learn what is love. And when you learn what is love, you can connect to God. This is according to the Kabbalist, of course, because they're very into God, right? The idea here that we would like to understand is that by getting closer to who you are, that source of love, compassion, wisdom, the real source of power in getting closer to the source of power, which is considered the Holy Crown. This is the part of you which is considered the seed, the cause of everything. If you think about it this way, the seed is not the tree, but everything that becomes the tree is inside the seed. And I share with someone else, this is my way to get closer to God within me, because God is all about sharing, loving, and caring for others, so I don't feel victimized or being used. I don't feel sacrificing. I'm enjoying doing it, because as a human being, that's my point of being alive. And when I'm coming from this point of view, the sharing is empowerment and not a sacrifice. People love to say, I share and care, and people don't appreciate it. But when it says love the other person like yourself, it doesn't say love them so they love you. It says, love your fellow like yourself. I'm God. What's the connection? You want to connect to the God within you. Just do it. How grateful you should be to the person you shared with because he gave you an opportunity to get closer by sharing with society, with your spouse, and with your children. It's not being altruistic because it's really the only true vehicle. It's one of the best responses to a thank you is thank you for the opportunity. Every incident in my life, the Kabbalist sees as another opportunity to create grace, compassion, love. The harder it is, the bigger is the reward. It's not the harder, the more sacrifice, the harder, more delight and growth you can ultimately achieve. Because if you think about it, very successful people will tell you they never suffer making the effort. They enjoy the challenge. They never felt victimized. This is what made them victorious. Because winners never suffer. They see what the price is, and they're happy to pay the price. Why? Because in paying that price, they get exactly what they really want. Enjoying the honor and the ability to pay with effort, money, and time. And that's really how you get there. And you can see it in a person. When you generate that, everyone wants to be close to you. Their light generation reminds them of what they really want. If you want to be close with someone, give them something they want. A smile, a laugh. Look at them lovingly. A person learns to clean his mind, emotions, actions from those dirty feelings and thoughts which only hurt himself. Good fortune cannot come into people who feel like a victim. If you want companionship, a soulmate, a job, you have to learn to generate good energy, because with good energy, other people want to be close to you. If you have a victimized energy, then all you're going to draw to you is the crazy people who feel victimized and want you to do everything for them because they don't think they can do it themselves. Do you need to wait for anyone to appreciate what you're doing? The moment I wait for thank you, I'm already creating the next fear of becoming a victim. When you go to a person and say you victimized me, the person will close a gate. When you come with a thank you and with appreciation, it says that you will open a gate. So if you come as a thankful person, as someone always trying to get close to goodness, to others, all the gates are open. Because everyone wants people like this around. And everything you do is for one purpose, to get close to the one source. This is how you will bring all the worlds together, because our actions affect the upper worlds, meaning the spiritual worlds, because we behave as one with the Creator himself. By that, you fix the holy name of God. I can fix the name of God. Yes, when you meet a religious person who's looking how to bring light, love, closeness, things that make the world a better place, you look at them and you think, wow, what an amazing representative of that idea. The people that do the jobs are the ones that can bring things together. When we blow this shofar on Rosh Hashanah, it says, give power to God. How does this work? I can help his power be manifested in this physical world. And a person goes on the way thinking he's a child of God, meaning I have to take responsibility. The Son of God consciousness is, if I'm a spark of my Father, then I have to take care of my Father's world. And showing care wherever I go, uniting the divine universe with the physical world, this is what's called korban. For the next few weeks, and particularly this week, we'll feel differently about who and what we are when we behave like this. So, what is love? It is appreciating people for who they are, doing things for people just for the sake of doing them, and bringing some love and goodness into their lives. And in so doing, you are showing true love, which is your connection to the spiritual. You can call it God, you can call it the Creator as I do, as the Kabbalists do, or the universe. It really doesn't matter. It's all about your connection to the collective unconscious, as Carl Jung called it, which is the connection to all that is and all that ever will be. And when you get connected to that, that's when miracles happen. And you can do this through loving, giving, caring energy. Being proactive, as we talked about in the previous podcast, and doing those things that you're here on this earth to do. Go forth and God bless. At this time, I would love to introduce you to a fantastic woman whose purpose is to inspire and empower others to be of service to humanity in a loving and caring manner while achieving their aspirations with integrity. Her name is Alicia Lawrence, and she has a podcast called I Live to Inspire. She also has a web blog where you can read the content. She says that everyone has their own definition of success and freedom, and she is moved to inspire you to get there by sharing her journey with you, called The Alicia Lawrence Show, I Live to Inspire, which you can easily find on Stitcher.com and iTunes. You love her warm, comforting Jamaican voice. If you'd prefer to read the content, go to her website at http://ilivetoinspire.com/podcast/. You will truly enjoy and learn much from what she shares with you.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.